I look at it, Enable, Batash, Stradivarius, Lawrence. It is some cast list. I bet you just hope now everything turns up, because it's going to be a wonderful 4 days if they do.
I think it's going to be exceptional, really. I think, obviously, the team have worked very, very hard getting, obviously, to try and get the right, best possible ground, and putting on good prize money certainly attracts the very cream, and we're incredibly lucky. There are so many great stories to be told, and I'm sure not all will come straight out of the form book.
And the wonderful thing is, too, I mean, I can remember probably the darkest day, the look on William Darby and your predecessor, Chairman Nicholas Wrigley's faces when they came off the track that horrible Thursday, having called the whole lot off. Yeah. 20 years down the line, look where we are. We've got record prize money. You've got a track that is lauded all over the place. It's a remarkable story, isn't it?
It truly is, and it goes to show that, I mean, really, William has led from the front and has been a remarkable chief executive, to say the very least. His attention to detail and his in-depth knowledge of all the ramifications of running a racecourse are pretty exceptional.
Looking at the horses, we've obviously Enable. It could be one of those I was there days. Frankel, of course, we'll never forget. So for me, See the Stars was very special. No. This could be right up there.
I very much hope so. Really, I think that the filly is she's in great form, Enable, and really, of course, the expectations are so high for her, given her track record. But it's like all these things, she's got to go and do it.
And clearly Aidan O'Brien's eyeing the prize, but he's not going to do a Veni Vidi Vici this year, because these Group 1s have all got depth to them.
Yep, I think wherever you look in terms of the races now, both the Judmont, Darley Yorkshire Oaks, of course the Coolmore Nunthorpe, and of course the Skybet Ebel, they come with heavy duty stuff in every way, which and I mean not, and I've even not mentioned the Lonsdale with Stradivarius going for an unprecedented second £1 million bonus. I mean, how could you dream about that?
I did actually joke with Charles Hamilton, who is obviously the man behind the Wellerby's Lonsdale bonus. When I saw him at Goodwood, I said, I think it was the last man to walk in with £1 million and come out with nothing out of York Racecourse. Was his name Dick Turpin?
I always said, I teased him twice. I said, well, you've lost your no-claims bonus. But on the other hand, he probably got £1 million worth of publicity. And I hope the same happens again this week.
And great too, we must mention Lawrence, because it is a Yorkshire-trained horse. The fact they're going to run in a race which is probably, if you were to put up the fastest rising up the ratings and levels, as it were, for me, the Skybet City of York Stakes. I mean, are you going to have another Group 1 on your hands next year?
That will be up for the Pattern Race Committee, but certainly we've been lucky enough to be given the encouragement that this might be a possible race. Obviously, to have a filly of the calibre of Lawrence here is going to make such a difference to the ratings. And not only that, what a fantastic story she is. I mean, she was bought in Yorkshire at Doncaster. She's owned and bred in Yorkshire. Owned and trained in Yorkshire. And she's just been a joy. She's been an utter joy. And the way she came back in France the other day suggests she's back on form.
And we've talked already about so many wonderful stories, and I haven't even mentioned the word Skybet Ebel. I mean, how big an ambition when you became chairman was this? £1 million.
£1 million. Funny enough, it had always been sort of bubbling on the agenda to try and get more big races into York, and we looked at various things, and we were thwarted in quite a few ideas that we had for good and bad reasons. So when the timing just became right with two things in particular, one, the BHA was very keen to sort of push the staying program, And most importantly, we had a very willing partner with Sky Bet. Richard Flint, especially when he was in charge there, was incredibly supportive and enthusiastic about the whole race. So putting it all together has been relatively straightforward in the end. It was just getting the right conditions for it all to come together, and I'm delighted to say it has, and even more pleased that everyone has bought into the idea.
And I have to say that the investment in the new stalls on the basis of what we saw in races like the John Smith Cup looks to have been money well spent.
Yeah, but I think an extra two horses, I think they've got a while to repay. But the reaction to them has been good. They've worked out well. There's been no problems. It's all been straightforward. So from that point of view, certainly over the years, they'll definitely pay dividends.
Can the chairman enjoy the 4-day?
I always enjoy it.